In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14, let's read one scripture there. Amen. Well, let's read it to get the impact of what I want to say. Maybe up to verse 21 or so. It's a common scripture, but let's learn something there. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic and so vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to their disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? He said, bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciple to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? This is where I am going. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How be it, this can goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, I just want to arm somebody here with something. Jesus said unto them, if thou can believe, that is the faith, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I'm talking to Christians. The only problem, somebody asked me a question during our question and answer session yesterday. He said, the Bible said Jesus wept. He said, why did Jesus weep? Jesus wept because although they were walking with him, they didn't know who he was. Although they were seeing signs and wonders taking place by him, they still will not believe. They will not have faith. And he imagined if he's taken away from them, how miserable they will look. And upon all he invested in them, nobody is catching it. He broke down and cried. And every one of us that are teachers of the word, every teacher, you are not a teacher until you have students. The joy of every teacher of the word of God is to see the people practice what he teaches them. Church, a teacher of the fivefold order, listen, is not a theologian. Christianity is an evidence-based faith. Most of the people that parade themselves as teachers, they are not teachers, they are just motivators. Motivational speakers. Because we don't, the kingdom of God is not in words only. The kingdom of God is also in power. A lot of people who parade themselves and say they are teachers, they are not teachers. They are just motivational speakers. And many of them are just parrots. Parrots. Brother Abraham say they will be telling history. And Apostle Paul brought out handkerchief, and demons were cast out from handkerchief from his pocket. So you see, there's power.
There is power.
Show us the power. That's why one brother who was here sometime, and he was parading himself that he's a teacher. Because he can speak big grammar, and he can read and comprehend. You know, we are taught in English language comprehension. And because you can read and comprehend and dissect, amen, does not make you a teacher of the Bible. If you say Jesus is alive, you must show evidence of what you are teaching. And so, when you come to a ministry like this, I am a teacher and I boast of it. Because I have confirmed that this God is real. And so I present him to you. This Jesus we serve, he is real. He's not grammar. He is real. The greatest problem Christians have is to know this Jesus and relate with him. That is what is called faith in this context. See? He said the disciples who were walking with Jesus, they pray. The case didn't go. Praise God. I think, is it last 2 weeks? When was I passing? I left the altar, I was going, and some people were praying for somebody here.
Yes, sir. Last
2 weeks. Who was here? Pastor Zoe, you saw what happened? You saw what happened? And it was somewhere here.
Yes, somewhere here.
I had finished. I was going to my office.
Yes, sir.
And my attention was called to them.
Yes,
so I had to come back. I said, what is happening? They were holding one woman's leg. She could not stand. She was sitting down.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And they were sweating and praying. And I came. I said, give me a chance. Let me help you. That was what Jesus Christ did, where we read now. Praise the Lord. And under 2 minutes, the woman stood up and walked away. And they were saying, now, because now you. It's not because now me. It is faith. You too, you have it. Praise the Lord. Now let me tell you what they were doing. They were praying for that woman, and God had healed that woman, but they didn't know that the woman has already been healed. They were afraid to say, stand up, you are healed. So they kept praying and praying and praying and praying. When will you stop praying? You did not tell them. So I was not the one that healed. It was not my prayer that healed. When they were praying, the woman was already healed. But they were still sweating and sweating because they had no faith to say, stand up, it is over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So they were thinking, Pastor is very anointed. No, she just come, he don't heal. It is your prayer you were praying. Where are those people safe? Where are they safe? They were praying. It is your prayer. You had already healed them. I went to Cameroon, and the ministers, everybody was coming for me for prayer. I said, but you are ministers. More than 300 pastors of churches in that program, sitting at the altar. And they are waiting for me. I think I went with, who is this Sunday? One of the ministers who were there, about three of us or so. And then the crowd that came, and then they were leaving only us to attend to them. I said, no, now. It's not the same Bible we are preaching. So you are a pastor. Oh, yeah, all the ministers line up. They lined up. I said, the Bible says we will lay hand on the sick now. One by one. Oh, yeah, come. I didn't pray for only one case that had HIV that I prayed for. The rest. They will lay hand. I was watching them. Enter message. Enter message. Hey, because They have no personal testimony, only the history of William Branham. Where is the God of William Branham? And they stood. I said, lay hand and pray. They will do. And then the person, they go. I said, no, go back. You have not told the person to confirm whether that thing is gone. Praise God. Why are you praying? He said, go. Go where? When we close today, we are going to pray. Ministers, healing and deliverance, we are going to pray for you. If the thing no go, tell us, say, never go. No go home. Say, now me and you for here today. This one is good. If not, he will tell you which day you will come back. Praise the Lord. Even he will tell you, get your phone number, your name, and everything. In fact, if he not tell you, text time, ask somebody, what him be in name. If he tell you finish, then send me text. Say, prophet, who? Prophet Chinedu, pray for me. He said the pain increased. Till now, the thing never go. Text it to my number. We will call him. He must pray that prayer until the thing go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, what is faith? Faith is believing that God will do it. That's all. Faith is believing that God will do it. Pastor, but you know it is, faith also is a gift. Faith is a gift. But the Bible says there is the common faith that every believer is supposed to exercise. If you have it as little as a mustard seed. So you don't need some great, just little. Just little. How little? Let me tell you how little. Let me tell you how little. This is how little. If you ever remember that there was a time you asked God to do something and he did it according to how you asked him to do it, there is a faith that you should build on that. If he did it before, he can do it again now. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the little faith. If you can remember just one thing, just one thing that you have ever prayed, and you know it is because of that prayer God answered you, that is a stepping stone for any other thing. Make reference to it. You did it before, you can do it now. So my brother in New York, I went to visit him. And he said, Brother Moses, I watch you on television from US. You will bring somebody out and say, now, God will heal you. He said, fear go catch him. I said, why fear they catch you? He said, the fear is, you are saying it before the whole world. What if the thing doesn't go? You see how you lose your faith? Then I told him, I said, has any of it ever failed? He said, no, that's why he's surprised. He said, now vision you see. I mean, a voice you hear. I said, none of them. It is faith. He has done it before. So I know he will do it again. Praise the Lord. He has done it before. So I know, especially if it is a particular problem that I have prayed for somebody before. The same faith I will use again for you. And it has never failed. And it's not because it is me. It is because I have faith. That faith, you can have it too. As little as mustard seed. I want you to stop being babies chasing after ministers up and down. We are only to join you to pray. We are not to pray for you. We are to join you and pray. As you pray, and so will they pray. Because if two of you shall agree, so there is prayer of agreement. If you and I together, you have pray the thing, no go, you call me as your brother to pray. Not because I am more anointed than you, There's nothing like I'm more anointed. There's nothing like that. It's the same Holy Ghost. It is faith that must increase. That's all. And this faith, amen, is not stereotyped. Amen. This faith, okay, listen now. He said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. Anything is anything. If you ask me to do anything, praise the Lord. That is why witches and wizards, they know how to use their power more than Christians. Christians, if you know the power we have, a witch will see you. They that know their God. You don't have power because you don't know your God. And churches, pastors preach and point people to themselves. So, the power that God has given the believer has been buried in your life. But it shall resurrect when you come here in the name of Jesus. I say it shall resurrect. Praise the Lord. We went on a visitation yesterday with some ministers. And a thought occurred to me while we are praying for our brother there that was sick. There is a Chinese technology. There is a Chinese technology. I made reference to it. Eh? You remember, I went together with you. When they put it like a computer, according to them, when they put it, they hang it like an earphone, a headphone, I mean. Just hang headphone. They put on one computer, they say it will see your heart, it will see every part of your body, and the one way sick, the one way no function, where it will show. Then the person will say, do you want them to treat it? Then the machine will say, you go, say what happened, say they treat. Amen. Now listen. So, what came to my mind? Now this is faith now. I said science has a technology that if they place something as a point of contact to that machine on the body, it will scan and treat. Then I understood. He said, the believers shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Oh, glory be to God. I said, because the person had all manner of infirmity in the body. So where will I lay my hand? Now the one went there for my leg, I mean the one went there for back, I mean the one went there for leg, I mean the one went there. Where? They are for me too. I told God about that technology. Praise the Lord. And I lay hand on his head. Amen. Oh. You see, faith, that is faith. And you know God honored it. I said, I gave this testimony several times. He said, them that know their God, do you study to know this your God? You receive a testimony yesterday. It's supposed to build your faith for today. That's the purpose of testimony that you personally have. Or somebody else is giving a testimony and you believe it. If he did it for her and I have the same problem, he will do it for me. It's not a partial God. I said my wife was sick and she's here so many years before this church started. I was just a member of another church. But I believed in the power of the Holy Ghost. And late in the night, I was asleep. She couldn't sleep. And she managed and woke me and was apologizing. Sorry, I cannot sleep. She was in pains. And with sleepy eyes, I can never forget that day. I stretched forth this hand. I said, receive your healing in Jesus' name. Inside of me, they say, oh, make the lip person make you sleep now. Receive your healing. And then suddenly, my eye opened and I saw a light that left my hand into her. I looked at her and I saw she passed on to sleep. In the morning, I asked her, when I lay my hand on you, what happened? She said she doesn't know. Sleep just took over. She woke up, everything was gone. And then I sat down, I was meditating. Which light was that? Then I know. When he said, believers shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. I knew that, not Pastor Moses, every believer. I was not a pastor. This our hand is not ordinary hand. Lay it under your child and pray. There is a power when you lay it in the name of Jesus. There is a light, hallelujah, that will leave your hand into that body and healing will take place. If you believe it, shout amen. Now, no, it's okay. Don't shout amen. Go and practice it. If what I'm preaching is the truth, go and practice it. Amen. Then you too, you will testify. So that you will reduce the phone calls we receive. For night, then they call. Midnight, then they call. In Jesus' name, so then. Professor, they don't know which one be serious and which one not be serious. So he decided, all of you. Even an intercom within the church. Anything phone. You don't tire. Me too. They're going to wake me for night. Something that you can pray. Am I not going to? You don't get mouth. No be mouth I go use. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One prayer you will pray when you leave here is, Lord, increase my faith. You are a potential power that you don't even know you are not using. Wake up and pray. There is a God that answers prayer. I have confirmed it. He fights battle. And don't you give up. Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. How long am I supposed to pray? Keep praying until something happens. Pray until the answer comes. Amen. And you can use anything. Anything you tell him to do, he will do it. I say it again. He can use water. He can use anointing oil. He can use cloth. He can use handkerchief. Anything at all. It is the faith that goes with it. It is not that thing that heals. It is not this water that heals. It is what you say that comes to pass. As I do this, let this happen. And it will happen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue on Sunday.